Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is warm, with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is making it a pleasant day to be outside. Jerusalem is enjoying similar conditions, while Haifa sees a bit more cloud cover. Eilat remains sunny and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has launched heavy fire into southern Lebanon. This comes as the U.S. advances with the Iran deal, causing concern among the families of Israeli troops. Also, Walla notes from earlier this hour that the IDF conducted deep strikes within Lebanon. This follows a difficult night marked by the loss of four IDF soldiers, including Battalion Commander Lieutenant Koldor Ben Shmuel. Also this hour, JNS reports that the Republican Jewish Coalition is urging trust in Trump's decision to sign the U.S.-Iran deal. They remind the public of his significant past decisions regarding Israel. Separately, the Australian Jewish News discusses Netanyahu's influence on Israel. The article suggests that breaking free from his hold is essential if Israel is to thrive into its second century. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran has fired missiles at Israel. This is the first such attack since the ceasefire, posing a risk to ongoing negotiations and potentially reigniting conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Just minutes ago, open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted that the IAF is striking multiple locations in southern Lebanon, including Arab Salem and Nabatieh. Meanwhile, Shoshana Keats-Jaskel expresses concern about the current situation. She highlights the disconnect between Israeli soldiers facing danger and Trump's focus on economic indicators. Yashar Ali, posting just now, criticizes Itamar Ben-Gvir's recent statements. Ali argues that the rhetoric poses a threat to both Israeli and global security. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Israel's military actions are a direct response to recent provocations. With tensions high, the IDF aims to deter further aggression. The troop families' concerns highlight the personal cost of these operations. Turning to the intensified strikes reported by Walla, the loss of four soldiers has added urgency to Israel's actions. The strikes aim to dismantle Hezbollah's infrastructure and prevent future attacks. This escalation underscores the fragile security situation. Meanwhile, the Republican Jewish Coalition stands by Trump's Iran deal decision. As reported by JNS, they recall his actions, such as moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Trust in his leadership remains crucial for maintaining regional stability. On the political front, the Australian Jewish News describes Netanyahu as Israel's Wizard of Oz. They argue that addressing his influence is vital for Israel's future. The question of leadership remains a central issue. Finally, Axios warns of the implications of Iran's missile launch. This act could derail peace efforts and lead to renewed hostilities. The international community watches closely for Israel's response. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has invested $13 million in SpliSense. This follows positive results from a trial showing improved lung function. Separately, Shelly Kanaev, a student at Reichman University, shares insights at AI Week. CTEC covers her views on the role of AI in education, emphasizing preparation over reliance on technology. And finally, Ynet Business announces SpaceX's acquisition of AI coding startup Cursor for $60 billion. This move positions SpaceX to compete with other tech giants in the AI sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.